Timid Bill, I've got a question.
All right, Bill.
I'm finding that a lot of people like to hide behind email. It's a wonderful way to communicate to somebody without getting into a dialogue. And if you were calling them back at your scheduled follow-up time and they didn't answer and you were in your follow-up routine and you got an email that basically said, you know, I went and I saw the presentation, found it very interesting, but I've decided that it's just not for me. I want to thank you very much for all the time that you've spent and wish you the very best in your business. That's it. Basically, they're kissing you goodbye.
Yeah.
In an email.
And in a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without telling you why they didn't think about it, what barrier they decided they didn't want to climb over or
right.
get around.
That's right. You know, did you say your name was Bill?
Bill, yeah.
Yeah. That particular one, I would, I think I would reply back and thank them for their kind message. That would be number one. And then I might give it 2 days. And then I would send them another email and just say, have you done network marketing before? What's your experience been with network marketing? Either or. Don't do both of those, just either or. What has been your experience with network marketing? In other words, you want to thank them for their polite message because you don't get that often. So, person of character that does.
You wouldn't violate that by actually phoning them because do you take the email as being a communication, I do not want to talk to you on the phone?
Yeah, if their preference is to do by email, then just, you know, kind of like in the same way that they sent you, you send them back. So, hey, gosh, man, thanks so much for your response, and best of luck to you. A couple of days later, maybe just come back with, hey, what was your experience in network marketing?
But you wouldn't pick up the phone and actually try to
no.
call them?
No, not this exact scenario, I wouldn't.
Okay.